B'siyata deshmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Chof Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the very top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Hamaduvlelis. Interesting word. We don't yet know what that means. The Gemara is going to discuss it. But this type of Sukkah called Maduvlelis, V'shetzilos Amruba Mechamosa. And this is either a condition about the Maduvlelis or a separate type of Sukkah. But the words mean shetzilosam ruba michamoso, that there is more shade than sunlight coming into the sukkah. Ksheira is kosher. Another halacha says the Mishnah, hamu'uba k'min bais. If the schach is very, very thick, like a house, like a regular roof of a house, afal pi she'ein k'chovim nirim b'toicha, it's so thick you can't even see the stars at night shining through the schach. Nonetheless, ksheira, it's still kosher. Says the Gemara, my meduvleles. The very first case in the Mishnah that a sukkah meduvleles is kosher. What does the word meduvleles mean? So it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav. Rav says sukkah aniyo. It's aniyo means poor, but it means a meager sukkah. It means sukkah with a very minimum amount of schach on it. Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel says that what meduvleles actually means doesn't mean aniyo. It's not a case of meager schach. It's a case of kono oile v'kono yered. You have lots of reeds, all kosher schach, but the reeds are not next to each other. There's one on a lower level and one on an upper level. One on a lower level, one on an upper level. Next to each other, but at different heights. And because they are at different heights, the sun can actually come through on the sides, causing a chamosam ruba mitziloso. That's what Rashi says here. Other Rishonim have an issue with that, but that's what Rashi says here. And Shmuel says that this type of sukkah, it is a kosher sukkah. Why? Because in the event that we would somehow imagine that all these reeds are on the same level, then everything would be fine. It would be tzilosam ruba mechamosa. So now that they're on two separate levels, it's still okay, and we'll soon understand why. So that's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel as to what case Sukkah HaMeduvleles is. Rav says it's talking about a sukkah with very meager amount of schach. There's lots of air holes there, lots of places that the sun could come in. However, there's no one place with air which is three tvachim, because as we said, schach posel, passels the sukkah with three tvachim. But there's lots of areas of where light can come through. And that's what Rav says, that's called a sukkah meduvleles. Shmuel says it's a sukkah where the schach is on two levels. Rav toni choda, so the Rav learns that the whole part of the first part of the Mishnah is one case. Shmuel toni tarati, and Shmuel says it's actually two cases. Rav toni choda, Rav reads the Mishnah as a single case. Sukkah hameduvleles. What does that mean? My meduvleles, meduldeles, which means a very meager amount of schach. Shetziloso meruba mechamoso ksheira. That's what the words, the second part of the seeming following words in the Mishnah, v'shetziloso meruba mechamoso, it's not a new case, it's the same case. When is a meagerly covered sukkah kosher? If the overall amount of schach in the sukkah is more than the areas of light coming in, if there's more shade than there is light, then it's kosher. Shmuel toni tarata. Shmuel learns that this first statement in the Mishnah is actually two different cases, two sukkahs. My meduvleles. When it says sukkah meduvleles, what does that mean? Mevulbeles, it's staggered, it's on two layers. V'tarati k'toni. And the Mishnah is actually saying two cases. One is sukkah hameduvleles, which is sukkah mebulbeles. We said before, according to Shmuel, meduvleles means mebulbeles, which means it's staggered, and that's one case of a sukkah which is kosher. There's another case that when you, and this is seems to be similar to what Rav said, is sukkah meduvleles is a very meagerly covered sukkah. According to Shmuel, that's the second statement here. V'shetzilosam ruba mechamoso ksheira, and Rashi says that's referring to a sukkah aniyo, which has a lot of sunlight coming in. As long as overall there's more shade than sun, the sukkah is kosher. So that's how we've understood Rav and Shmuel. And it's not clear at all that they're actually arguing. They're clearly arguing how to read the Mishnah, but in the halachas, they don't seem to be arguing. A meagerly covered sukkah, which has Tzilosom Ruba Michamoso is kosher, and a staggered sukkah where the reeds are on two layers, where Shmuel says it's kosher, we have no indication that Rav is actually arguing with that. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya. Abaya is now explaining that when we saw that Shmuel said that when you have kono oila, kono yerud, a reed higher, a reed lower, then that's called sukkah meduvleles according to Shmuel, and it's kosher. That's only true if the distance between the reeds on the upper layer and the reeds on the lower layer are less than 3 tfachim, and then we say lovud, and then we imagine as if they are on the same level. However, if there's a gap of 3 tfachim or more between the two, psula is possible, as we said before, that since there's a gap, then each layer of schach is considered chamoso meruba mitziloso. There's more light coming in than the amount of shade it's offering, and it's possible. And only if we can merge the two, so to speak, blend the two into one, then, so to speak, virtually speaking, it can be kosher. But in the event that it's 3 tfachim or more, and it's you don't say lovud, then it seems in Rashi that each part of the schach is called chamoso meruba mitziloso, and it's possible. And Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Beis, which Rabbi Akiva Eiges points us to, says the same thing. Omar Rava. Rava argues with Abaya and says, Afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shleisha tfachim. Even if the gap between the two layers is 3 tfachim or more, nami loy omron elo she'ein begagoy tefach. It's only true to say that the sukkah is going to be possible if the reeds on each layer are less than a tefach. However, if the area we're talking about that needs to be dropped down, so to speak, virtually speaking, is a tefach, then it's a significant area, it's an oihel. Once it's got the status of an oihel, it's significant enough that we can say it's kosher. The Omrinon, we use a concept similar to one we've mentioned before. It's called good achis. We've mentioned it a number of times. We have it, Rashi mentioned it when he explained the Pitikra Yerid Vesaisim. We have it with walls that virtually need to be lowered and extended down. There's a concept called Chavoit Rami, which means hit, knock down the upper layer, knock it down, so to speak, as if it's on the lower layer. And there's no limit of 3 tfachim, it's nothing to do with lovud. If it's less than 3 tfachim, I don't need chavoit rami, I have a regular lovud. If it's more than 3 tfachim, Rava says, there's a new concept called chavoit rami, which is an extension of the good achis, and it's kosher. Omer Rava, now Rava's going to tell us, where do we find such a concept that you can take something which is at an area, an oihel, so to speak, which is a tefach wide, and we need it for whatever good or bad reason, we need it lowered, that we, so to speak, it's viewed as if it's lowered down. Where do we see that anything less than a tefach wide, we don't say chavoit rami? If it's a tefach wide, we say chavoit rami. Ditnan, this is now going to be a Mishnah in Maseches Ohalos, Perek Yud Beis. And taking us back to Ohalos, we've had it a few times already. The rule is that if you have a piece of a corpse, a kazayis min hames, which is under a roofing, under an oihel, everything else under the same oihel becomes tomei. That means if you've got a whole room which is covered by a single roofing, anything in the room will become tomei. However, if... Okay, let's see the Mishnah inside. Koyrois habayis v'ha'aliyah. You have a house and you have an upper layer, an upper story, a top floor, a second floor, it's called an aliyah. So you've got the bayis underneath, the aliyah on top. The bayis has roofing, so to speak. It has slats, which are, so to speak, the roof. The aliyah also has a roof. It's also got slats. It's also got planks of wood. So koyreis habayis, if the beams on top of the bayis, the aliyah, she'ein aleim aziva, and it's typically talking about where there's no, it's not been plastered, because we're talking about an incomplete roofing. We're going to see there's gaps in each of these roofs. So probably it doesn't have any plaster on it. V'hein mechuvonis. If the beams that are covering the lower floor and the beams that are covering the upper floor are exactly above each other, one on top of the other, and in between each of the beams, you have a gap. So, tumah tachas achas mehen, if you have a piece of tumah under
on the floor of the lower level, you have a piece of tumah under one of these beams. Tachtei otomei, anything under this beam is going to be tomei. Beina tachtoino lelyoino. If you have a piece of the mace, a piece of tumah on top of the lower beam, obviously it's under the beam that's on top of it. Beineihem tomei. Since the beam on top of it is directly on top of it, these beams are a tefach wide, then anything in between these two beams, between the roof of the lower layer and the roof of the top layer, if anything in between there, which means anything under the same plank, that same beam of a tefach wide, is going to be tomei. Al gabei ha'elyoino, if you've got a piece of tomei on top of the upper beam, then kenegdo ad l'rakia tomei. Since there's nothing else above it, the tumah goes all the way up till the sky and is tomei. That's talking about the three possible places where tumah could be found in the event that the beams are exactly one on top of the other. What happens if the top beams are not exactly on top of the lower beams, but the top beams are on top of the gaps between the lower beams? And so now you've got one layer of beams in between the bayis and the aliyah, another layer of beams on top of the aliyah, but they are not exactly on top of each other. The subtotal of all of them, if they were on the same level, were we to be able to lower the upper level down to the beams of the lower level, then it would be a complete ceiling. But at the moment, we're viewing it as half of the beams on the lower level, half of the beams on the upper level. Tumah tachtein. If the tumah is underneath any of these beams, anyway, that means if it's on the floor of the house and it's under any beam of the lower level or under a beam in the higher level, which means it's under the gap on top of the lower level, tachas kulon tomei, anything under in the whole house, anything under these beams is completely tomei. Why? Because we have a concept called chavoit rami. We pretend that the upper beams are level with the lower beams, and it's as if they're on the same level, it's as if they're on the same roofing, and everything is tomei. Al gabehen, if there's a tumah on top of any of these beams, then kenegdon ad l'rakia tomei. Then from there and up, there's nothing on top of any of the beams, because the beams of the upper layer are on top of the airspace of the lower layer. So if you have on top of any of these beams, you have tomei, the tumah just goes up till the sky, and everything in the house is tohir. So that was a Mishnah in Ahlois. V'tonya lo, we learned a braisa tosefta in Ahlois, which is associated to this Mishnah. B'meh dvorim amurim, when is this true? Bizman sheyesh bohem tefach, ubeinem poseach tefach. If the lower beams are a tefach, and the gaps between the lower beams are a tefach, and we already said before, in the Mishnah, the upper beams are exactly the same width as the gap between the lower beams. So if the lower beams are a tefach, and the gap between them is a tefach, which means that all the beams, the upper beams and the lower beams, are a tefach, that's when the halacha of this Mishnah applies. Aval ein beneim poseach tefach. If the lower beams are a tefach, but the gaps between the lower beams are less than a tefach, which means that the width of the upper beams are less than a tefach. The widths of the lower beams are a tefach. The width of the upper beams are less than a tefach. Then tumah tachas achas mehen. If there's tumah under any of the lower beams, it's the lower beams which are a tefach wide, it's considered an oihel. Tachteo tomei, anything else under this lower beam is going to be tomei. There's an oihel. However, beineem ve'al gabeem tohir. The area next to the beams, they're talking about the tomei is under one of the lower beams. The area next to it will not be tomei, because the area between the two beams are less than a tefach, which means that the beam on top of that gap is less than a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, we don't say chavoit rami. If we don't say chavoit rami, it's not the same oihel as the beam under which the tumah is. And therefore the space, the area next to that wide beam, wide lower beam, and v'al gabem, beneim v'al gabem, or on top of this lower beam, on top of it, and this lower beam is a tefach wide, it does act as an oihel. Anything on top of it is toher, is going to remain toher. That's what it says in the Braisa. So what do we see, Alma? We see from here, ki es bei tefach, omrinon chavoyit rami, only when the gaps are a tefach wide, which means that the upper layer is a tefach wide, then we say chavoyit rami, we see it as if they are lowered to the same level as the lower beams. V'chiles bei tefach, but if there's no tefach in the upper beams, because the gap, we're talking about the case where the gap between the two lower beams are less than a tefach, lo yomrinon chavoyit rami, we don't say chavoyit rami, shma mino, this is the proof to what Rava said. That's how we understand this Gemara, according to the way Rashi's version and the way Rashi explained it. Yosef Rav Kahana uka'omar loho shmaita. Rav Kahana was sitting and he said over this whole statement, this whole teaching of Rava. Omar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, v'chol heichad les be'itefach lo yomrinon chavoyit rami? You mean whenever the upper layer is less than a tefach wide, it's not significant enough, it's not considered an oil, and therefore not significant enough to say chavoyit rami, lower it down. Havol Tanya, this seems to be opposing something we learnt in another braisa. Koira hayetza mikoisel ze, v'einu nigas bekoisel ze. Part of this we've already mentioned previously, on Daf Yud Ches, that we know that in order to be able to carry in a mavoi in an alleyway which comes off a Rosh Hasharabim, you need to have a recognition at the entrance of the mavoi to make sure you remember not to carry beyond the entrance of the mavoi. Mavoi has a biblical status of Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hasharabim is Rosh Hasharabim, carrying between them is severely osa. So one of the ways that you can make a recognition is by having a beam, a koira, going from side to side at the top of the entrance of the mavoi. Koira hayetza mikoisel ze. If you have a koira that starts on one wall, ve'enu nigas bekoisel ze, but it doesn't reach the opposite wall, v'chein shtei koiras, or if you have two shorter beams, achas yoytza mikoisel ze, v'achas yoytza mikoisel ze, one starts on one wall and one starts on the other wall, but in the middle they don't reach each other, they don't meet each other. Then pochis mishloisha, if there's less than three tvachim gap, either between the two poles in the middle, or between the long pole and the wall at the other side, is less than three tvachim, you don't need to bring another beam. Shloisha. However, if it's three tvachim wide, you don't say lovud, tzorich lovi koira cheres. If the gap is that wide, you need to bring another koira that will be long enough. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that pochis mearba. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learns that lovud is not three tvachim, it's up to four tvachim. And therefore he says if the gap is up to four tvachim, it's okay. Ein tzorich lovi koira cheres. Arba, if the gap is four tvachim, tzorich lovi koira cheres. That's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion in lovud. Continues the braisa, and this is the part that we need. V'chein shtei koiris. If you have two beams, hamasimois zloy bazuk b'kedei lekabel oriach v'loy bazuk kedei lekabel oriach. And before we continue, we have to just make a short introduction. This koira, what does it have to consist of? You can't just take a string. Many of us see in Eruvs, if you're going in the streets where there's an Eruv, you see these strings. That's not a koira. That's those strings, whatever those strings are for Turas HaPesachs, it's not a koira. A koira needs to be something, a beam. It needs to have some strength to it, some significance to it. How wide? What does it have to be? It needs to be a tefach wide, and this tefach wide is wide enough to hold an oriach. A leveino is a big brick, 3x3. An oriach is half a brick, 3x1.5. And if you can put this 1.5, that means the length of this oriach on top of this koira, and it won't fall off, which means it needs to be a tefach wide. This is a Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, that the koira has to be a tefach wide, and then you can sit lengthways the oriach, which is 1.5 tefachim. There'll be a finger's breadth on each side sticking out. It will be able to hold it, and it's okay. So that's the best way of having a koira, is to have it a tefach wide. What happens if you don't have a koira tefach wide? So you take two beams of half a tefach and you put them next to each other. Is that okay? That's what we're talking about here. V'chein shtei koiris, if you have two beams that each on their own is not wide enough. Hamas imois, and you put them like twins, to umim or twins, you put them next to each other. Loi bazuka de lekabel oriach, v'loi bazuka de lekabel oriach. Neither independently can hold this oriach, because it's not wide enough. Then im mekablis oriach, l'rochbo, if between the two of them they can hold this oriach, which means tefach, that means between the two of them they make up a tefach, ein tzarich lavi keira acheres. It's okay, you don't need to bring another keira. A keira doesn't need to be a single piece. Ve'im lav, however, if between the two of them they're not a tefach wide, tzarich lavi keira acheres, you have to bring another keira. That's the Tanakama. Reb Shem ben Gamliel Oimer, im mekablois oriach le'orkoi, shloisha tfachim, ein tzarich lavi keira acheres. Shem ben Gamliel says that the length of this oriach is three tefachim. So if you have these two pieces, that between the two of them they're not a tefach, they're less than half a tefach each. Or between the two of them they don't make up a tefach, but you can put them apart, separate them a little bit, even to the point where there's almost three tefachim gap between them. And this is not about lovud, this is about the strength. Can it hold this stone? If you put it even far enough that it can hold the oriach the other way around, lengthways, which means that the narrow part of the oriach, one side is on one of these sticks, and another side is on the other one of these sticks, which is three tvachim between apart, then ein tzarich lavi keira acheres. If it's strong enough to hold the stone that way, this oriach, you don't need to bring another keira. Ve'im lav, tzarich lavi keira acheres, but if it's not strong enough that you could balance this oriach on top of these two sticks when they're apart, that means even though they're not a single tefach next to each other, you just have a quarter of a tefach here, a quarter of a tefach there, with less than three tefachim in between, you can balance that oriach on top of it, it's okay. If not, you have to bring another keira. Now what's going to be, because you don't actually have to put an oriach there. You just imagine, would it be able to hold an oriach? Now what happens if you have these two sticks, they're each less than a tefach, but they're not on the same level, which means you certainly couldn't put an oriach there. But virtually speaking, if somehow you could pretend that they were on the same level, it would be strong enough. Hoyu achas lemalo, ve'achas lemata. What happens if these two sticks are not on the same level? One is higher, one is lower. Rabbi Yosi ber Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yosi ber Rabbi Yehuda says, Royin ho elyoino k'ilu hi lemato, v'satachtoino k'ilu hi lemalo. You see the upper one as if it's on the same level as the lower one, or the lower one as if it's on the same level as the upper one. You, virtually speaking, can consider them as both being on the same level, and then it's kosher. If were they on the same level, it would be able to hold this stone, it would be a good keira. Right, ubilvad on one condition. If you have the upper one is above 20 amos, and above 20 amos is much too high, you can't have a kosher keira. We learned about that in Erevin. And we even mentioned it in the first Gemara at the beginning of Masechah Sukkah. So if you have half of this keira, one of these pieces above 20 amos, the other one, which is lower than 10 tfachim, and lower than 10 tfachim is not called a mechitza at all, you can't have a keira that low, then you don't say that it's kosher. So what do we see from here? Ha zev zev b'toich esrim. Amrinon chavoit rami. It would seem that if one of the beams is just under 20 tefachim off the ground, and the other one is just above 10 tefachim off the ground, then even though you've got approximately 18 amos between them, nonetheless, it's considered that it's okay. That's what he says. Hoyu achas lemalo v'achas lemato. Basically, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. How can it be okay? Chavoit rami. We balance them out. It's as if they're on the same level. And over there, we're clearly talking about less than a tefach wide each. If there was a tefach wide, I wouldn't need to do this. Any one of them would be a kosher keira. I need them both. I need chavoit rami because it's less than a tefach. So you see clearly that you say chavoit rami, even less than a tefach. And this seems to contradict what Rava said before. Answers the Gemara, Omar Lei. So he answered back, because this was a question that Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said over Rava's halacha. Rav Ashi asked him this question. Rav Kahana answered as follows. Ve'imahochi. No, you have to read it. You have to read it like this. That when Rabbi Yosi ber Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ubelvad sheloi tehei elyoino lemaylo me'eshim amav tachtoino lemata me'asara," it doesn't mean that if one is above 20, the other one is below yud, then it's a problem. But if the top one is just below 20 amos and the lower one is just above 10 tefachim, then it's okay. That's not what he meant. He meant as follows. It's talking about you have to make sure that either the upper one is within 20 amos off the ground and the one underneath it is less than 3 tefachim away from it, or smuches labapoches mishleisha less than three tochim away, inami or ubilvachaloi tehe tachtoino lemato measara, make sure that the lower one is not below 10 tvachim, it's above 10 tvachim, elolamailo measara, and the one above it, velyoino smucholabapoches mishleisha. I mean, it's not one case of one beam being right up there, the other one being right down there, just make sure it's not too high or too low. No, it's either up there or down here. And make sure that neither of them are below 10 and neither of them are above 20. But between the two of them, it has to be less than three tvachim. Because they're not a tefach wide, you don't say chavoyit rami. You don't say chavoyit rami, you can only rely on lavud. Lavud doesn't work with three tvachim or more. Aval shloisha, if there is a three tvachim gap, kiven delesbe tefach, since there isn't a tefach in the width of either of these kairos, lo yomrin on chavoyit rami, we don't say chavoyit rami, and then Rava will, this is not a contradiction to what Rava said. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that providing that you've got, if you've got a sukkah which does not have a very meager amount of schach, as long as there's more shade than sunlight, it's kosher. What can we deduce from here? If it's exactly 50-50, it's possible. Vatnan, this seems to contradict what we learned in the first Mishnah. Be'idoch Pirkin, the very first Mishnah in the first Pirik, v'shechamoso meruba mitziloso psula, there it says that if there's more sun than shade, that's when it's possible. Hoki adodi, but if it would be the same, ksheira would be kosher, 50-50 is kosher. So now we don't know, we have a dilemma. Is 50-50 kosher, as we saw in Daf Beis, or is 50-50 possible, as we saw on Daf Chof Beis, in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara Leikashia. It's not a question. Kan milamalo, kan milamato. If on the schach you measure 50-50, then the sukkah is possible. Why? Because the sun disperses and widens out, and if on the roof, on the schach, it's 50-50, then on the ground where people are sitting, there's more sun than shade. That's a problem. But if on the floor it's 50-50, it must be the schach has more, it must be that in the schach there's more shade than there is, there's more schach than there is air gaps, and therefore it's kosher. Omer of Papa, and this is what Rav Papa says, Hainu Domri Inchi, Kazuza Mele'el. If you have a hole the size of a smaller coin, a zuz, then Ke'istera Mele'tachas, then the size of the light of the sun rays that are coming through when they hit the ground is the size of an istera, which is a larger coin. So you see that the light disperses, and therefore you need to have more than 50% schach in order to have 50% shade on the ground. And obviously this is all only an issue of schach versus airspace. But if you have schach kosher and schach posel, there we already saw in Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph that there's a concept of porot koimed, 50-50 is kosher. Even if the schach is 50-50, there it's kosher. But there it's shade versus, it's shade of schach kosher versus shade of schach posel. Over there it's kosher. Over here we're talking about that it's shade versus air light. The light coming in, if you have 50% schach, the rest is light. You have a majority of light on the ground where people are sitting, and that's posel. Continues the Gemara. Mu'ubo kamin bayis. We saw in the Mishnah, the final statement in the Mishnah, that if the schach is very, very thick, it's as thick as a regular roof in a house, then we saw that even though you can't see the stars through it, nonetheless, kshera, it's kosher. Tonu rabbonon, hamu'ubo kamin bayis, afal pi she'ein ha'kichovim nirim mitoicho kshera. The braisa carries on, ein koich ve'ikamo nirim mitoicho. What happens if, the fact that you can't see the stars, the Mishnah said was okay. What happens if in the day you can't even see the rays of the sun, it's so thick, that even the sun's rays can't get through? Bishamai poislim. Bishamai say this is not similar to a sukkah. This is not what a sukkah is supposed to be like, and therefore it's possible. Bishil nachshirim, bishil say, you've got kosher schach, it's kosher. And there's no issue with that. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start with the next Mishnah.